for some politics.
Get ready to rumble!
You wanna talk smack? You in the right place. So take a step back before I get all up in your face. I know you got your little views, you know I got mine. But there's like 50 other dudes holding on the phone line. Your voice will be heard, sir.
Next caller, please.
And if I don't concur, we can agree to disagree.
We're talking fantasy sports and politics. Fantasy sports and politics. Fantasy sports and politics. Fantasy sports and
gentlemen, it's time to get ready to rumble. We do this all year. We prep for it all year. Jerry prays all year. I conquer for this all year. It's draft time, ladies and gentlemen, in the fantasy sports book. Excuse me, in the world of fantasy sports and politics, Wolverines in the House League. We're doing it live today, right here on the show. It's me, it's Mr. FSP, bringing it to you live and direct. It's only I can do it, along with my, as usual, calling in with like 5 seconds left before we go on air, JT ATM Money, the loser of all the leagues this year. What's going on, JT? 848? I thought that was Mr. Taylor. I guess now he might have the mute button on again. Not sure, but it's time to get ready for a little fantasy football. And I thought this was Jerry Taylor. I guess it wasn't. But we're going to do a live draft in our ESPN league. What's going to happen is I'm going to tell you how I'm going to dominate this league. And Jerry may or may not call in to talk about how sorry his team is, but the object is to build a winning franchise. So again, on today's episode, I'm going to be talking about that. We're going to go over each team, or as many teams as we possibly can, to I guess give you an idea of who has what and where they are. I think that it's very possible, because I have this number 2 overall pick, and Jerry has, I believe, the number 10 overall pick, that, well, I am going to have the better team. Let's just put it that way. I am going to have the better team, and I'm going to win it all. But this is all brought to you by
FantasySportsBook.com. Where winners play and players win.
It's a little backwards there, but it's okay. We know senility's in. That's Jerry. He finally got his phone to work.
No, if you listen to that, where winners play and players win.
Okay.
So when you win, if you're a winner, you play there. And when you play there, you win. So, no, it's not backwards. You're backwards. That's why you're going down. You're going down. You are going down. I don't care whether you got the number 1 pick. It won't make a difference, because just like fantasy baseball, Mr. FSP,
Don't go to fantasy baseball.
Okay.
Okay, I'll give you fantasy baseball. I'll give you that.
Football, no, I'll take it. You don't give me nothing.
Oh, really? Really, old-timer? Okay. Okay, old-timer. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program. If you want to call in, you can always dial 347-637-3220. Again, that number is 347-637-3220. We are approximately, I'm going to give you the approximate time here, 25 minutes. 25 minutes
to my total domination, especially over Mr. FSP. Hello to you.
This dude wants to keep talking. I'm going to let you talk at some point, but geez, well, Christmas.
I'm pumped up, man. You know, this is my time of year. I really love fantasy baseball and football, and I'm pumped up about this year. So, can I tell you? And before you go any further, I'm very talkative today. Before you go any further, I just rushed in here because I'm a commissioner of my family league, and I'm getting things together in my fantasy draft at a different location than where I live, and it's going along pretty well, and that's where I'm going to be broadcasting from tomorrow, because I'm moving my location to that tomorrow, because right after the show I have to do run a draft. So it's pretty hectic because I'm doing a lot of different things from the past. I'm trying to show my family what a real fantasy draft is supposed to be conducted. So
why don't you do it at Buffalo Wild Wings? Oh, you can't because Buffalo. Well, yeah, you are. You're East Coast. I have a Buffalo Wild Wings where they give the free draft kit and you get like $100 worth of free food once the season starts. That's what I would have did. They give you the whole board, the stickers, and everything, bro.
Well, I'm trying to put things in that we can reuse and make this an annual thing at this location where I'm at. So at my mom's house. So I'm trying to instill a family tradition for fantasy football drafting. You follow me? What I'm saying here? So,
I got you. You're not going
to win. I'm trying to be a trailblazer here. You know, it's just like it is what it is. And I'm sending you a couple of pictures on exactly where I'm going to be at tomorrow.
Okay.
And I sent one already, and I'm sending another one now.
Okay.
So,
can I send some more than I talk about on the show? Now that we get
I'm sorry, man.
Way?
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm pumped up, man. I'm wired up, man. I'm doing a lot of stuff. I'm doing a lot of things right now. Go ahead.
I've got six drafts today. So
God bless you.
I know how pumped up you are.
God bless you.
I'm doing. You know I'm doing like 21 leagues this year.
Yeah,
so
that's crazy.
It is what it
that's
is.
Crazy. That's sick.
I know, but I'm a genius, so I can do it. But ladies and gentlemen, if you want to call into the show, especially if you're in our league, I always invite people that are in our league to call in on the FantasySportsBookingCasino.com hotline, which is 347-637-3220. Again, that number is 347-637-3220. Call in and, you know, give us your thoughts on what we're doing as far as the draft, who we're picking, because we're going to stream that all day. We're about 21 minutes before we start the draft, and we're going to go live again. So what I want to do right now is go over this quick topic. The Steve Sarkisian and USC thing, they've got a lot of drama going on at USC right now, especially for his first year. Sarkisian addressed the issue this morning on College Game Day about the liar or the young man who told a lie. I'm going to call him a liar. Young man who told a lie, as well as the young man who quit the team and said he wasn't going to play for a racist and then quickly took it off of his social media account on Twitter. So I want to get Jerry's thoughts on that, and then we can probably get ready for this draft because I know he's going to take 20 minutes to talk about it. Go ahead, Jerry.
Well, the things I've read about this guy, the one I'm talking about is the one that is calling him calling the head coach a racist, is that there may be more, quite naturally, more may be coming out, that the kid wasn't playing or the coaching staff or whatever wouldn't put him in the position that he wanted to play. He's saying that he treated me like a slave. I'm looking like this. Now, head coaches and coaches can be brutal to players. If you've been watching Hard Knocks, it's plain and simple that coaches, when they get in a coaching environment, like in a film room, and you get exposed and you say the wrong thing to a coach, that coach would go off on you in front of your peers, in front of your teammates. And you have to have, as a football player, a strong constitution and a willingness to be coached when you screw up or when you're not doing well, or when you're put in a position and you're not happy with that position. The only thing you can do is either try your hardest to at that position or do what this kid did. Now, I'm not talking about calling the head coach a racist or treating me like a slave. I'm talking about walk away and try to go to another team, another school to play if you feel like you're not getting a fair chance or you're not playing in a position that you want to play. And from what I'm reading, this kid was not being coachable, okay? Saying mm-hmm. that from what I understand, he didn't want to play in a particular position. And for some reason, this kid decided to take his ball and go home and then call the coach and, quite naturally, the coaching staff, really, a racist. So I don't know, man. I don't know. Who knows what the real story is? You know, no one else is coming out supporting this kid, as far as I know, unless you know something I don't.
No, I don't. I mean,
I think this kid is, I don't know the whole story, but from what I'm reading, sounds like he's a spoiled brat that's not getting his way, and like I said, taking his ball and going home. In this terms, quitting. So I don't know. I don't know what your thoughts about it, but it's awful shaky to me.
Well, again, I only saw and heard from this morning on College Game Day what Sarkisian said. And he says it's unfortunate, you know, to be called this. He didn't deny anything or anything like that. I mean, it's nothing to deny. But
mm-hmm.
he says that it's unfortunate, especially in this age of social media, where if you put something out there, whether you take it down or not, it's out there. Somebody saw it, and somebody probably
mm-hmm.
read it. And what I'm also noticing is, I don't know if these were the same folks that Lane Kiffin had last year, but there's some trouble at USC as far as character-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have a captain, and I understand he didn't want to get in trouble, he didn't want to, you know, have to face any consequences for hurting his ankles and not being able to start the season, but to lie and then perpetuate that lie by going on and on about it became a big hot topic in the news cycle for sports, jumping off a balcony or getting, you know, pushed or whatever it is that happened to him on a balcony. And now that both of his ankles are hurt, now he's suspended for the whole season, or he's suspended for a certain portion of the season, and may or may not be welcome back to the team. I find that to be rather interesting when you're a captain, a potential second-round, third-round pick in the draft next year, but now you shot yourself in the foot as far as character-wise because of this one incident. I don't know what your thoughts are with it, but I know we do have a call from 240, I believe.
Vic, I got to answer this call. Hold on a minute.
Okay. Well, I'll just bring up a call from 240. 240, welcome to Fantasy Sports and Politics. If I'm not mistaken, I don't remember this. Is this Ricky Ticky Tacky?
No.
Oh,
this ain't no Ricky Ticky Tacky slam.
Okay. I don't remember. I don't realize. Well, I guess I don't recognize the 07 part.
Yeah,
but
that's what happened when you get past 35, slam. You don't remember that.
That is true. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. Ladies and gentlemen, ever since my accident a couple years ago, my memory has not been as sharp as it used to be, and it has nothing to do with my age. It has all to do with that daggone accident. But,
Nah, I think
it
cousin, got to do with your
child.
Age. You know? It got everything to do with age. Anyway, this clown gonna jump off. He fell off a balcony because he was apparently there was something going on between him and this chick, man. And I'm gonna tell all these young men, look, man, she ain't worth it. She ain't worth it. I mean, how you gonna climb up three stories and then fall down and then come out and then make a story saying you dove off the jump, you dove off the second floor to get to the pool? Seriously? Oh man, this youngin' is a clown.
Well, that's part of the questions that I have about the characters at USC. I'm not saying this kid is a bad kid. I'm not saying that at all. I'm also not saying that the entire USC team.
I know,
but what I'm getting to is, you know, you got some characters right now at USC that have just days before, you know, their opening game making news, which is very difficult to swallow, especially when you're trying to change a program. You know, you have the kid calling Sarkisian the racist and all that other stuff. And Jerry and I were just talking about it, how none of his teammates are supporting him comment. Apparently he was uncoachable and all other stuff. But I think USC's having some problems, Mike. And I don't know how to stem that tide or were these the type of characters that Lane Kiffin was dealing with, but it just didn't get out. And, you know, he bears the brunt of it. Now the Sarkisian's there. So in this case, I'm not looking at the school or the coach. I'm looking at the players as to say, what's
going
on with the players?
You always do look at the players. But in
but
this particular case, you're right, though. This dude is a clown. And then is he the same dude that did the racist tweet?
No.
Yes. Okay.
Is he?
No. Wait. Yeah, it's not the same guy that the cornerback that jumped off. This is two different people. It's two different people.
Okay. Well, I don't think it's I don't think there's character issues at USC. I just think these kids are young. You know what I'm saying? They're young, and they just making some bad decisions right now. I mean, they're too young to even, you know, throw them out the window and be like, yo, they bad crazy guys. You don't want to do that this early. But clearly they have some decision-making issues. You know what I'm saying? I'm more inclined to give these youngins a pass. Even the one that called them racist or whatever, he probably was just upset he got cut. You know what I'm saying? And
no, he quit.
He got all belligerent with it. Of course, now you can't take it to Twitter no more. I mean, because these trolls of journalists don't have nothing else to do but to get the clicks on their sites and get people to buy papers. They troll on these Twitter feeds where people just be, you know, venting frustrations and saying different things or whatever. So, you know. So Nat, you just can't do that right now. You know what I mean? And unfortunately, they not old enough to really understand that impact right now. I mean, of course, now he does after why, but that's all a part of them being young. I'm more inclined to chalk it up there. I don't think USC got a character issue problem. Now, if four dudes go out tonight and play for USC and get into a bar fight. Or get pulled over with some weed and say some stuff like Bell and Blunt did. Oh yeah, then I'm gonna have to say yeah, they got some character issues things going on. But I wouldn't go that far right now, man.
Okay, we've got 10 minutes before the draft starts, ladies and gentlemen. 10 minutes, and then the fun will begin. I want to get off that subject, man. I want to talk about some cuts in the NFL real quick for the next 10 minutes. Notable cuts, Nate Burleson, cut from the Cleveland Browns. He played one game, one catch on two targets with Johnny Manziel. I also want to talk about, real quickly, Johnny Manziel. He looked good, but I would expect him to look good against threes and fours, guys that probably aren't going to be in the NFL that much longer. But he also looked kind of bad. He had two fumbles. He was sacked a few times, and I believe he had an interception. One fumble was lost. One fumble he got back, but he was also intercepted with the threes and fours. But conversely, Hoyer, in the first quarter, first drive, he missed a wide open Cameron Jordan or Jordan Cameron in the end zone, which could have got him a touchdown pass. Ben Tate eventually got the touchdown run, but he didn't look that good versus the threes or fours either. But, you know, we'll see what happens with Cleveland. But for you guys, real quick, with 8 minutes left before we start this draft, give me at least one or two people that are notable that you saw got cut by their teams this past week. I'm going to start with Jerry, then I'm going to go to Mike.
Well, you know what? I won't say notable, but I was surprised. But this kid's been injury prone ever since he got into the league, and he had a lot of potential, but potential didn't equate to actually great play on the field. I think he had one great game. I'm talking about the Chargers wide receiver Vincent Brown, very explosive wide receiver, but he couldn't keep healthy. And that's a shame because he had a lot of potential to be a very good player. And now it looks like, I don't know if he's going to catch on to another team or not. It looks like that's a tough road to hoe. This other guy, he never really panned out, and he may catch on with another team, but he's always been a problem for the Miami Dolphins. And he may be a problem for someone else. I'm talking about Daniel Thomas, the running back, who a few years back was the starting running back when Lamar Miller was a rookie. Lamar Miller supplanted him a little bit last year. And I guess this year he came to the end of the road. And then one more guy in Detroit. And I think their backfield is kind of loaded or whatever. And this guy, I'm pretty sure he's going to catch on with somebody else, and he may be a sleeper this year because
sure.
I think this guy's got a lot of potential. But for one reason or another, he just didn't get a good shot in Detroit. I'm talking about Mekhi Lashour. So we'll see what happens with those three guys. But those three guys that I'm thinking about, that recently got cut.
Real quick before Mike, you jump in, on the Mekhi Lashour thing, he let Drake Bell steal his job because he was the primary backup behind Reggie Bush. Yeah, actually, he was supposed to be the starter before they got Reggie Bush. So I don't know what happened with him, whether it's an attitude, whether it's, you know, uncoachable or whatever, but he has talent, like you're saying, Jerry, but he let two people steal his job. And as far as I know, he doesn't have concussion issues or injury issues. He's just not productive.
24.
There are a few teams,
he's only 24, yeah, too.
Yeah, I know. There are a few teams that can use a serviceable backup that's young, but I don't know what's going to happen with him. But anyway, Mike, who have you seen?
I mean, I haven't been keeping up with no other team except for my beloved Washington Redskins, and they cut Phillip Thomas and Lake Petron. I was really surprised at those two cuts. Phillip Thomas is a safety, but he has some injury issues. You know, if you get hurt, you can't get out there and play. And I was really surprised about Seastrong. I mean, this dude, every time he touched the ball, he showed you some speed. I mean, what else you going to do? I mean, you throw a little swing pass to him, and he take the ball 80 yards. I mean, you can't figure out a way to get him on the 53. You can't, I mean, you can't coach speed. I didn't understand that. I really didn't understand that. I like the dude they kept, Silas Red or whatever. He's a pretty good back. but I don't got it better than C-Strong.
Okay. You know, I think Red just ended up in a bad situation. I know he's an unrestricted free agent, and he came to the Redskins by choice, but he's just in a bad situation where Alfred Morris is the guy. Roy Helu has proven that he's the number two guy here in D.C. I think Red, when he left Penn State and went to USC, he hurt himself because he was not the future back at USC until, like, 1 year, and then USC wasn't that good. At least at Penn State, he knew they weren't going to go to a national championship, but he could have been a featured back there and at least shown that he could play very hard and very good in the Big Ten. So I think he'll catch on, too. They might even re-sign him to the practice squad.
Who are you talking about?
Red. No, I just read an article on ESPN that he was one of the people cut.
He was not cut. You want to check that again, Slim? C-Strong
okay.
was cut. C-Strong,
okay.
Thompson, and Evan Royster was cut. All three of them was cut.
Well,
so
Red was cut.
Red kept the is the number three running back.
Yeah, Red
okay.
is the number three running back. They cut Royster,
okay.
they cut Thompson, and C-Strong. Red is staying.
Jerry, your comment you just put in the league board ain't happening. Anyway, 3 minutes, ladies and gentlemen, before we go live in the Living Color. And since we got my cousin on the line, we'll have him talk to us a little bit about our picks.
Oh,
nah. I was hoping.
Nah.
Oh, really, Jerry?
I'm
going to
leave
really,
y'all. I'm on your pick, Slim. You got that. I ain't got time for that.
Okay.
I don't see how y'all got time for it, Slim. But I'm going to check y'all out tomorrow. I'm going to check you out tomorrow, Jerry. See you on the
We're doing a live draft tomorrow as well.
You doing another live draft? Oh, I guess I'll
yeah.
see y'all next week. Deuces.
It's all good, man. It's all good. It's all good.
All right. If you're leaving, you're leaving. But we're going to still talk. It might not be. I mean, we're going to talk about other things during the draft as well. But anyway. Hey, dude, don't be trying to correct my spelling in the chat room. I know I misspelled it. I didn't hit the extra L. Loser. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, what's happening right now is we're still discussing NFL topics. I'm quite sure there are other folks that are going to get cut. There are surprises. Atlanta's really not releasing their names or whatever. I don't believe they are because Hard Knocks is also going to be airing Tuesday, even though they already made their cuts. They made their cuts the other night. I'm not exactly sure if they came out with them or not, but there are some teams that they're going to be shockingly bad this year. Shockingly. One definitely is going to be the Houston Texans. So week one, I'm going to have $100 in my pocket, courtesy of Jerry Taylor on September 8th.
It ain't happening, man. I'm telling you.
We got 50 seconds. I'm about to say something else. And I told you guys the Cardinals are going to be the second team coming out of the AFC West. With all of San Fran's injuries, that's going to happen. That is going to happen.
Look, Victor, so, I'm telling you this. Preseason, and if you don't know this by now, let me educate you, my friend. The very good teams don't usually show their hand, and they play just to get through the preseason. The very bad teams from the previous year have to build team morale, so they play to win. So you see some of these bad teams from last year playing to win, it's because and winning and looking good is because they're trying the hardest to bring out the best mindset out of their team versus a team that's already been good and doesn't have that problem. So don't read too much into preseason. It's preseason for a reason, and we're into the draft.
Yes, we are. And with the first pick, I don't know why Mark is taking his sweet old time. Okay, he picked Shady, which was a good pick. I had AP queued up. I picked Adrian Peterson number two. That means Duke, who is on auto pick right now, is probably going to end up with Jamal Charles.
Auto pick.
Out of 14, out of
auto
14
pick.
Teams. Well,
auto
he's going
pick.
Through a lot of. He's going through a lot of stuff. If you remember from our last draft with him, what he
okay.
posted.
Okay.
So I can't blame him for missing it. I'm not mad at him, but him and one other person, Dave, who I know is working, is on auto pick right now.
Oh, auto pick is killing me. I can't stand auto pick. Oh.
I mean, now that you're not, however, it's different. If I would have changed the draft date and time, these guys would have made it. But I wasn't able to do that for them because the majority of the league said no. And I understand. I truly mm-hmm. understand. As I suspected, Jamal Charles auto-picked by him. Next goes Peyton Manning, which I wouldn't have got him right there, but that's where he ended up. I think Gridiron is going to end up getting somewhere else. If he doesn't pick this one guy, I'm going to scratch my head. He went Drew Brees number five. That's not bad in this league, but that means Jerry's going to with a decent player. Again, Dave, who is a Chicago Bears fan, might end up with his own running back, Matt Forte.
Oh, God.
And
I can't
with
stand
the
auto pick. Freaking auto pick. Mother...
Hey, calm down. Let's relax. It's only two of them. It's not like half the league is on auto pick, Gary. But anyway, what I wanted to bring up was you got a lot of college games going on right now. USC is up 21-10 on University of Virginia. And USC mm-hmm. is a 3-touchdown favorite in this game. Now, Virginia's made some mistakes, but I don't think they're a 3-point dog. I mean, a 3-touchdown dog. And as expected, Matt Forte gets auto-picked. What? Rookie then picks Aaron Rodgers. Are you kidding me? Three quarterbacks in the first round. Well, it is 14 teams, but three quarterbacks in the first round. That
mm-hmm.
is interesting. That
mm-hmm.
is. So that means Jerry's going to end up with a very interesting pick within three picks.
We'll see. I'm just waiting. I'm just waiting.
That's all
I can do is just wait.
Let's talk about, I know you're not focused on a quarterback, especially now that the top three are gone. But who do you have in mind? There goes Eddie Lacy at number 8. Dog Pound is up. Now, Dog Pound is normally a very competitive owner, and he picks Marshawn Lynch at number 9. And, Jerry, who are you going to pick at number 10?
Number 10. Very interesting pick here. Very interesting. You know what?
I think I know who you're going to get. I think I know. What? Of course, the homer picks Arian Foster. Then Jimmy Graham goes off the board at number 11.
Mm-hmm.
Then George's team, my team's racial slur, picks Calvin Johnson at number 12. Boom goes the dynamite is my guy Wayne. He's over in Thailand now celebrating his new marriage. He picks Doug Martin, which isn't a bad pick. Now the newcomer, Martin Sanchez, really think it's Mark Sanchez, just disguised his name, at number 14, has back-to-back picks. And I think he's going to go. Yes, he went Demetrius Thomas. Demarius Thomas, and I think he's going to go back at another wide receiver, I think. but he may or may not. It all depends on his mindset, because a lot of the top running backs went away. He went to DeMarco Murray.
Good
so
pick.
He went, yeah, it's a good pick, especially at number 15. Very good value pick for him. We're going in the second round right now, and as you can tell, the draft is going to go pretty fast. We have 16 rounds, already starting round two, and we're only 3 minutes into the five minutes into the draft, which is a very good sign. But after round three, because we have 14 teams, the pickings will become slim. AJ Green goes off at number 16. So that means that Doug Martin and AJ Green are now the property of Boom Goes the Dynamite. Quick question for you, Jerry.
Hmm?
Now that you got Josh Gordon on your teams, on most of your fantasy teams, you're going to drop him, Josh Gordon. You're going to drop him, I think. But what are you going to do in replacement of him, since you have him on a lot of the fantasy teams you've already drafted? Julio Jones goes number 17, by the way. So what are you going to do with Josh Gordon? Or who are you going to look at on free agency now that Josh Gordon is gone in those leagues?
I'm going to go to the same team. Andrew Hawkins. Where do you think those receptions are going to go besides Jordan Cameron? Andrew Hawkins, absolutely.
And he's been a star for them lately.
Yeah.
I think that that's a good move because you don't know what's going to happen with Miles Austin's hamstrings.
Mm-hmm.
I like Miles Austin. But
where do I go here? Where
Randy
do I go here?
I think
oh,
Jerry's
you know
going to get this one guy. I know you're going to get him. I know you are. If you
know I'm going to – this guy, I really love this guy this year.
Antonio
I think
Brown
he,
again.
I think he's going to explode this year, especially playing behind an all-pro quarterback. I got to go with this guy. There's too many wide receivers that are still good. I'm going with another running back.
Monte Ball. You know, he should have a lot of running room. He really should. I think that's a good pick, especially in the middle of the second round. A lot of people have him going in the first round in a 12-team league. Alfred Morris just went off the board. That's actually who I was about to pick. But I have several people ahead of me, and I do believe the auto pick. Now, playoff is here. Dave is here, and I know he's happy with Matt Forte. Alshon Jeffries is now gone off the board. But we still have one person missing, which is Respect Few. I'm not sure if he's going to make the draft, so I'm hoping he does. If he doesn't, I do understand. I really do understand. I can only hope. Dez Bryant now goes off the board. There's been a run of receivers, a big run of receivers. And like you said, I think there's a ton of receivers out there.
Mm-hmm.
The top ones are gone. And I'm
mm-hmm.
surprised Dez Bryant went so late, in my opinion. Dez Bryant, Tom Brady, second round? Wow. In my opinion, Dez Bryant is the number two wide receiver in all of fantasy this year. I mean, I was surprised Alshon Jeffries went ahead of him. A.J. Green, I like him, but I don't like him more than I like Dez.
Mm-hmm.
So that was an interesting pick there. There's some interesting things going on here that I was like, three quarterbacks in the top seven, being one of Bishop Sankey in the second round, 24 overall. I think that's
wow.
a bad move.
That's a
Julius
that's a real bad move.
I think so. Now, this guy I'm about to get right here, he just proved, well, he didn't just prove it, but his team proved that he's going to be the bell cow for their team by cutting Ben Jarvis Green Ellis. I didn't mention him as one of my guys because I didn't want to put any thoughts in anybody's heads. But,
well, do you think some of our fellow owners are listening?
Of course. There is no doubt. there is
okay.
no stinking doubt. I mean, when you want perfection, you listen to this program.
Oh,
and,
boy.
You know,
okay.
I'm just saying, I got the goods. I'm like Don Redding. I've got the goods, guy.
Okay.
And with my next pick, well, Zach Stacy just went off. I like Zach Stacy. However, because Sean Hill is the quarterback, I know he's going to get a workload. And in this our format, those touches equal points. But something's telling me, with Jeff Fisher carting out Cunningham to start and play most of the third preseason game, that Benny Cunningham is going to have a lot of work this year. They're going to split the load between those two. That or they're trying to shop Cunningham. And I know I shouldn't be putting that out there, especially when people are in the draft room and maybe salary revenge is going to get them as a handcuff. But I just don't think that was a good move. He picks Jordy Nelson, and I'm going to pick a guy that Jerry really likes. And I like, too. And I think he's the first and best option in the city that he's in, playing for the team he plays for. Matter of fact, he led all receivers in yards last year, and that's Antonio Brown. So right now, my draft looks like Adrian Peterson, Giovanni Bernard, Antonio Brown. JT, talk to us about who you have thus far.
Thus far, I have Arian Foster and Monte Ball, and I got five people ahead of me before I get my next pick, who I think is going to be a
long wait.
Well, not a long wait, but long enough, and I'm targeting this guy. Hopefully, he's there, but I do have an ample backup. But have to wait and see what happens.
Okay.
It's still a lot of
talent.
Quite naturally, it's going only into the third round, so there's still a lot of talent on the board. And even at running back, which a lot of people think that the running back drops off. It drops off, but some of these guys are going to be a lot better than most people think, especially the mindset now. Copycat league. Who won the Super Bowl? A team that runs the ball a majority of the time and plays defense. What in a copycat league is going to run the ball a lot, and some of these teams are going to run the ball a lot and try to play good, sound defense and keep the game close. So these running backs that are sitting out here, I think they're going to do quite a few good things for a lot of people that decided to go running back instead of quarterback, maybe wide receiver or quarterback, running back in their first two picks in the first two rounds. I would never go a quarterback because the quarterback position is probably, it's very deep. The only reason you go quarterback because you want one of the top three guys. And you get one of the top three guys, and then you're missing out on somebody else in the skill position, and that can hurt you, especially as you go further in the draft.
I agree. I just don't think where you got Arian Foster was the best selection for you. And, again, this is only because you know how I feel about Arian Foster. I like him, but I don't like the Texans this year. And,
that's right.
And they've been proving me right thus far. They've had some decent preseason games, but offensively, they look like they've been struggling a lot. Off the board, and this is surprising, Ben Tate, Rashad Jennings, Andrew Luck, Matthew Stafford, and Keenan Allen in that order. After me went Randall Cobb, Reggie Bush, Roddy White, then Ben Tate, Rashad Jennings, Luck, Stafford, and Keenan Allen. Interesting, I would, in our league, getting a premium running back is good. I think you could have waited a little bit longer to get Rashad Jennings. Is that who you picked?
No, I picked Keenan Allen.
Oh, you picked Keenan Allen, okay.
Absolutely.
Which is a good pick. I mean, no knocking that. Andrew Luck and Matthew Stafford, very good players, maybe fourth round if you already established your running backs and got a wide receiver for one of those guys, because they're going to sling the ball, and they're very good at what they do. I just probably wouldn't have got them right there, only because that's me. As you said, there are a lot of good quarterbacks out there and a lot of good players left on the board because these guys are getting these players. Does that mean that, you know, people are going to suffer because of it? Probably so. Probably so. I know what I'm going to do with the talent that's out there. And, yes, I do subscribe to the Taylor mentality sometimes. Sometimes I don't. Cam Newton, well, okay, Robert Griffin III, Joint Bell, and Cam Newton. I believe somebody, the person that got Reggie Bush, picked up Joint Bell as their backup. So they got the handcuff, which is good. I think Cam Newton was a reach at number 41 overall, only because, like you said, Dre, there's some great players out there. And Jason Witten went off the board. Now Vincent Jackson goes. For the life of me, I don't understand why Vincent Jackson was still on the board, especially going to the middle of the fourth round. Since everybody's going crazy with receivers, Vincent Jackson is going to have a monster year. I had him queued up. Unfortunately, he is now gone. But talk to me, JT. Tell me who, well, you got three people ahead of you, but tell me some key positions that these guys are missing out on. Or not key positions, in the fourth round, who normally would you see go?
Normally in the fourth round, I would either look at a tight end or another wide receiver, depending on what type of tight end it was. But I definitely would, because I normally go running back, then I go a wide receiver, and then I'm looking basically for a wide receiver. I'm not going to reach for a wide receiver if he's not there. But usually by the fourth round, there's still some decent wide receivers out there, and you go for them. What the heck? I mean, there's some wide receivers out there now. It's just I'm looking at a dilemma. Because my picks in three picks, and the wide receivers that I'm looking at are
number ones or number twos.
Well, no, they're number ones, but the fact is their bye week is the problem.
Back to back. I see what you're talking about because I'm looking at them right now.
mm-hmm.
And I know you want to get that connection. Especially to make yourself happy, since you are a wonderful, wonderful fan. But you know, I'm staying away from them.
Oh no. I'm not going there. You know what? I'm going here.
Okay. Who are you picking?
And I'm going here. I think I'm going to go here. I'm still up in the air about if I really want to take this shot or not. Unfortunately, it's the same bye week, and you know what? It's the fourth round going into the fifth. I'm gonna take a shot.
And you just stole my shot, you jerk! You jerk! All right. Anyway, after Vincent Jackson, Frank Gore, Ryan Matthews, Toby Gerhart, and Rob Gronkowski, Jerry just stole my tight end. I had him queued up, ready to go. And Mr. Taylor was a jerk of all jerks.
This is the dilemma I was talking about. Now, right now, I have three players.
All on the same bye week?
I have three players that are all on the same bye week, week 10. And there's a lot of good players, not just the ones I have, that are on teams that have the same bye week. Which is a problem. When you start drafting, the players that you want, if you don't pay attention to the bye week, you can have a lot of players on your team that are on a bye, and you can't field a full roster. because of all the players that are on the buys. So you gotta be careful about that. Really gotta be careful about that.
You do, and I respect that. And that's why in one league I couldn't get the two quarterbacks I wanted because they had the same bye week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had Peyton Manning in one league, and matter of fact, it was Duke's league that we were in, and the quarterback I targeted, he's still out here on the board, but the one quarterback I wanted to get, I couldn't. Same bye week, it would have been the wrong thing for me to do. Because what am I going to do? Not go with a quarterback in one week? No. And get three quarterbacks? I don't think so. I don't do that. My guy, Pierre Garçon, who also I had queued up after Rob Gronkowski left. But after Rob Gronkowski, I had Percy Harvin, C.J. Spiller, Pierre Garçon, and Larry Fitzgerald. Larry Fitzgerald was just an auto pick, if I'm not mistaken. No, Larry Fitzgerald was not an auto pick. But Gridiron Gods, they're up on the board right now. And I think, who did they just select? They just select Chris Johnson out of the Jets. Now, that is a value pick to me that I think could have gone later, only because I do believe that it's Andre Johnson. Since Jerry took my pick, I'm going to have to go ahead and get Mr. Vernon Davis. Now, my next pick, after Silent Revenge, I got to do a little soul searching here. A little soul searching. The only reason why I say it is because I need a number two wide receiver. There are some good wide receivers out there. I am not a fan. Matt Ryan, he just stole my quarterback. Ah! Mark McBride, you are such a jerk.
Let me put it this way. He never stole what you didn't have. He never stole what you never had. So just think about that. If you never had him, he never stole him.
I think Matt Ryan is going to have one heck of a year. And it is going to be a roller coaster down there in Atlanta. I had him queued up as my second pick after I got Vernon Davis only because I was going to try to get him later. I was going to try to get him right here in, was this the sixth round right here?
This is the fifth round.
No, this is the fifth. Yeah, so I was going to try to grab him with my next pick, but I guess I can't get him now. I'll have to move on to plan B. With 4 seconds left, I want to know who he's picking. He picked Jordan Cameron. I like that pick only because that's who Horry's going to go to. Now I'm going to go off the grid. I'm going to go off the grid and do something that, you know, people are going to be like, are you nuts? Well, I'm nuts because this pick right here, there's going to be a lot of points in this league. And sometimes a defense can give you more points than any other team. And I'm going to pick the Seahawks. Nick Foles went directly after me. So it's kind of funny how things turn out for you. You get mm-hmm. some good, you get some bad. But at the same time, there's plenty of talent out there to be had. I mean, I'm looking at running backs, wide receivers, tight ends that are left on the board. Yes, I wanted Matty Ice McBride. That tells you that he's up here listening to us. So that's okay. That's okay, Mark. Silent revenge, huh? I got a silent revenge for you, buddy. I got one for you. But JT, Mike Wallace, after Nick Foles, Julian Edelman and Mike Wallace flew off the board. What do you think about Mike Wallace getting picked that high?
The Miami Dolphins have one of the easiest defenses against the pass. And I think they're making a concerted effort to get the ball to Mike Wallace to make plays. So I think that's a decent pick. I don't know if it's a decent pick in the fifth round. But if the guy wanted to so-called reach for him, I would have gone. I can't fault him. Go for going Mike Wallace, big play receiver. He hits on those big plays. You're gonna have telephone numbers ring up next to him. because of the fact that he can bring that. He's another, in my opinion, another DeSean Jackson. He can disappear in a game, or he can ring up phone numbers in one play. So he's a boom and bust type of player. He's not too consistent, and I can't believe I'm going to get this guy. Hopefully I do, because I think he's going to surprise a few people. So I wouldn't say surprise, but he took him just before me. That's all right.
Ray Rice.
It's okay.
Yeah, I have, I have my eyes on Ray Rice as well.
You know what? I'm going to go this route because I think this guy's going to have a huge year, and I want to get him now, so I'm going this way.
You mother of pearl, you. Again, you steal another one of my players.
He never was your player if he
was
on your team.
Yes, he was. I don't want to hear from you. Yes, he was. Yes, he was. But that's okay, Mr. Taylor. That's okay. Because you, my friend, will pay the piper at some point in time. Well, there goes the player I just had, Emmanuel Sanders, queued up. Now that we know that there's really going to be some issues with Wes Welker, Luke Kuechly. Good pick there. Good pick there, IDC fan. I like that. And you picked up Barry Church as well. I would have got Luke that high, especially when I have some other skill positions that need to be filled. Luke is a machine, no doubt, but I don't think he would have – I think he would have been there. He waited, like, maybe three more rounds or so. That's just my opinion.
You know
anyway.
What? I'm going to go this guy because I think this is a value pick here. I definitely think this is a value pick here.
If you do what I think you're going to do, you and I are going to have a problem.
He should – excuse me?
If you do what I think you're going to do, we're going to have a problem.
We're never going to have a problem. You're on the West Coast. I'm on the East Coast. So I don't know what you're talking about. We're going to have a problem.
We're always going to have a problem. We're always going to have a problem. Let me let you know that.
Well, I'm not going to reveal, since we have listening people on here, I'm not even going to give a hint. I'm going to wait.
Oh, my God. He just got taken. Why are all my players flying off the board, man?
It's players that you like, and I'm getting this guy, and I think this is a very good value pick. I'm taking him.
Where Michael Floyd. You love Michael Floyd. Tell people why you like Michael Floyd so much.
Look up the offense when he was history always repeats itself. I'm talking about Bruce Arians. First, he was in Pittsburgh, had a very good offense in Pittsburgh, especially with the wide receivers. And then he went to and see what he did with Indianapolis and Andrew Luck and the wide receivers in the passing game. He's doing the same thing in Arizona with a quarterback that can throw a deep ball and actually get the ball in tight spaces to Larry Fitzgerald and the guy he's mentoring and who's been mentoring ever since he got in the league, in Michael Floyd. And Michael Floyd has gotten nothing but better, especially from the early part of last year to the late part of last year. And I'm thinking in this Bruce Arians offense, this is going to be the man here soon. Soon. Very soon.
Okay.
And Larry Fitzgerald is due a huge bump up in salary next year, which I'm pretty sure, unless he restructures, they're not going to pay him. So they may, for one reason or another, let Larry go and have Michael Floyd be the man. So you got to look at things like that.
I agree. There are some players that you just know are worth your time and effort. But then there are those that, wow, you just grabbed who I wanted to get. But I'll go ahead and do this. I'm surprised this guy is still on the board only because of the talent he has. I'm talking about Jay Cutler. So I did that. I don't really normally like Jay Cutler, but with the talent he has with Mark Trestman, I think he's going to be a good pick. Now, going back from Deshaun Jackson pick, T.Y. Hilton, Michael Floyd, what are you laughing at? Jeremy Maclin, Reggie Wayne, Jordan Reed, Darren Sproles, Lamar Miller, Golden Tate, Michael Crabtree, and I pick Jay Cutler. And you know what I'm going to do, Jerry. You know what I'm going to do, don't you? Don't reveal it.
Unbelievable.
But you know what I'm going to do. What's unbelievable?
No, I don't know what you're going to do. I'm just looking at my team. I've never done this before. I've never, ever done this before. My first six players that I have on my team, either they have a bye week of 4 or a bye week of 10.
Oh, wow. Somebody's in trouble. Somebody's just grabbing players and not looking at the bye weeks. That ain't cool. That ain't kosher like a pickle, dude. And this
is just for
Jerry Taylor.
Either bye week of 4 or bye week of 10. That's crazy. Wow.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this pick I'm about to make is for Jerry Taylor, and it's his old reliable, and he has Russell Wilson, but I know he wanted this guy. That would be Big Ben Roethlisberger.
I love Big Ben. He finished strong as hell last year, and I think in this no huddle that he's going to run with a lot of guys that are going to he's going to be calling plays at the line of scrimmage. Big Ben is going to be going off. Great pick. That's a great pick. He probably could have got him later, but that's a great pick. I'm very high on Ben Roethlisberger.
Not knowing who you would pick, but just to be honest here, I also picked him because I have Antonio Brown, and I love that connection. I really do. I love the wide receiver quarterback connection. It is what it is. And Mark McBride, yes, you did pick somebody I wanted, which is Vontaze Buford. So my top linebackers are gone, which is fine. I'm not mad about that. Playoff stopper Dave, he's having problems bouncing in and out of the draft, and he has 6 seconds left to pick. So hopefully he, at least while he was in, was
nope,
able
auto
to
pick. Coming up.
Wow. Martellus.
He got screwed on auto pick. That's okay.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't, because he likes the Bears, and that's not a bad pick.
Yeah,
especially when you got the Twin Towers out there freeing up the middle. Why is it a bad pick?
Martellus Bennett is too inconsistent for me. Extremely inconsistent for me. Too inconsistent for me. Can't go that route. Would never go that route.
Okay. Uh-huh. I'm not mad at you.
I can't believe this guy is still sitting there.
Well, you
he
got
should
one
be.
Pick. Well, let's see who you pick. Who are you picking?
It's all right. Don't make a difference. Last time I had a guy queued up, he took him. So I'm not worried about it. Not worried about it. I mean,
like
it is what it is. I mean, he never was my player until he was on my roster. So it is what it is.
Well, let's go over your – once you make your pick, because he has 9 seconds to make his pick. That's Dog Pound Gangsters. Let's go over your picks and then my picks.
I like this guy. I think he's going to be a decent PR guy. And because I'm going to need somebody – to take the place of these guys, especially Foster, if he doesn't pan out.
Oh, I know who you're going to get. You're such a cockroach. Oh, no, Pierre Thomas? You didn't know what I thought you were going to do.
No, because Shane Vereen, Ridley's probably not going to make the roster. He's on the bubble. And Shane Vereen is the same bye week. I can't go that route.
There goes Mark.
Can't go that route. Same bye week. Can't go that route.
I got you, brother. Marquise Colson just went off the board. Another guy that I wanted, but you know, it is what it is. I'm not gonna.
It is what it is.
Yeah. So
you can only want. Just because you want doesn't mean he's yours. So
that is true. wow, a player that I thought was still here is not here. And that's interesting to me.
What's
because,
that?
Because a player I was going to queue up, I thought he was still here, but he is not. And that's interesting to me.
Oh, did you sleep him?
I didn't sleep him, but I did have a plan for him if he was available. But that's okay. I have another player that I have set up to be a top
notch. I got a question for you. In your leagues, I noticed that you don't really have a flex position.
Yeah, we do.
No, you don't.
Running back, wide receiver.
Yeah, but that's not really a flex position. The flex position I'm thinking is running back, wide receiver, tight end. That's a flex position because you can use all three, especially in this day and age when the tight end has become more integrated in the offenses.
Well, I'll say that I'm not a big three flex position person.
What's the difference?
I understand
it's running back, wide receiver versus running back, wide receiver, tight end. But you got to come up with the times. You follow
like
me?
I said,
you gotta come?
I like everybody. I just don't want that type of I guess, I don't know. I don't know how to say it.
Mm-hmm.
I've got bigger fish to fry than going two running backs and then giving a flex of wide receiver, running back, tight end. I don't like that. But, I mean, I'm willing to.
You're doing it anyway. You got a running back, wide receiver. That's a flex. Okay.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm not opposed to listening to the league. If the league says they want to do that, I'd listen to it. It's not my preferred method, but I'd listen to it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it can be a little competitive,
mm-hmm.
but I like doing the more traditional. Now, if I do two tight ends, one running back, two wide receivers, you know, if I did that flex position, it would only be one running back mandatory.
Why?
Because I don't want to have – I just prefer that, unless the league voted on that. Now, if you really think that's something that we should do, I say bring it up. I say bring it up and, you know, see what happens.
Well, we'll do that. I just thought about that. I'm really looking at this roster. I really thought about this. Oh, this guy is a value pick. I can't believe that I'm getting him with the 103rd pick. He should have gone at least a round earlier.
Terrence Williams, I was just about to cue him up. Just about to cue him up, literally. You're such a bad person. I want to say something else, but I'm not.
What can I tell you, man? What can I tell you? Ooh, there's another guy sitting out here. Oh, man, this is easy pickings now. Easy pickings.
Well, some explosive and highly talented players are still out there on the board at all positions, actually. I'm noticing a trend. A lot of people are making a run on running backs. I mean, not running backs, on defensive players. Since Marquise Coast and Steven Jackson, Kyle Rudolph, the Rams defense, Shane Vereen, Levante David, Phillip Rivers, Paul Posluszny, Terrence Williams, and Bobby Wagner. With 18 seconds left, we got Pat Crowes on the board, and we're going to see
another
what he
guy.
Does.
Another guy. Oh my God! You guys
are you
killing
okay?
me here. I'm loving this. There's so much sitting out here.
You sound like
this.
McDonald's.
It is. I'm having a happy meal with these guys now, man. Oh my God! I absolutely love it. Absolutely love it. Oh boy! Now I got to decide.
Well, let's go
over
your team so far, and then we'll go over mine because I got a pick coming up.
My team is Russell Wilson, Arian Foster, Monty Ball, Keenan Allen, Michael Floyd, Rob Gronkowski, Pierre Thomas, and Terrence Williams. I'm taking this shot. I have never, ever, 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 I can't say that now, but I never, ever drafted Rob Gronkowski on any of my teams, drafted him. I have him on my team, and we'll see how it pans out. If you do draft Rob Gronkowski, you better come up with an ample backup because he may not start the season, or there's a strong possibility that he won't last the whole season. So,
well, I think that, you know, there are some folks out there that could be very valuable. They could be. They could be. Will they be? I don't know. I think I'm going to take a shot at this next player only because I think there's a big chance that this kid is going to show out again this year, and I'm kind of putting it out there. But the player I want to get, what I'm afraid of, is somebody that he may or may not be a good pick at some point, only because of his quarterback situation. I'm not happy with him. Man, I really hate Mark McBride because he's so both of my running backs.
don't you love that sound? I love to hear that sound on your end. I absolutely love to hear that sound because you get so upset. You get so upset when you hear that.
Because I had Knowshon Moreno queued up.
Mm-hmm.
Queued up. And this jackass takes him.
Okay,
yeah, I'm calling you a jackass.
It happens. It happens.
Not you. Man.
It happens.
I got to do something here, and I got 23 seconds. So what I'm going to do is, because that really pissed me off. It really
why
did.
Would it, well, you never had him, so why are you worried about it?
Because
you never had him. You
had
never had him.
Up.
So you take Sammy
it
Watkins.
Doesn't matter.
Hey.
No. Sammy, no, I got Roddy Cooper.
Oh, Roddy Cooper. Oh. Well, the person who took Sammy Watkins, he got him with the 117th pick or whatever it was, 115th pick. That's not a bad way time to get him because he's a boom and bust guy. A lot of wide receivers, even though he's the number one wide receiver supposedly, you got a quarterback that's very inaccurate and there's not too much going good for him right now than E.J. Manuel. And Sammy Watkins may be a fragile guy because he can't seem to shake off his rib injuries as of yet. So,
and that's what I was going to say. You know, he might be that guy that's going to be the guy, but he gets hurt a lot, and that's not a good sign. You know, not at all. So we'll see what happens with him. But I'm not too high on Sammy Watkins.
No, I'm not. I'm not either. Especially with the quarterback he has.
No. And Mark McBride, you still suck because you had my player, had him queued up. You still suck. I don't care what you say. It was an auto pick. Whatever, you loser. Make me mad. Don't make me blow a gasket. But I'm not going to. We're coming very close to the end of this draft. I mean, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 picks left. And it didn't take that
come
long.
Come on, dog pound, pick. Come on, dog pound, for God's sake, pick.
I want
this guy on my team.
You better hope he doesn't steal him like Mark did to me.
It's all right. If he does, I just back up and punt, man, whatever.
Back up and punt. I like
back up just like a doesn't a punter back up and then he punts the ball. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get this guy. Hello. Welcome to my team.
You know what? That's not bad, but his back itch situation really bothers me. It really does because he's not showing a lot of pop on that deep ball.
Mm-hmm.
He
watch
really
when
is.
I watch when I get this other guy. If he falls to me.
Okay.
There's a lot of
well,
talent still out there. There's a
oh,
lot
there
of good
is.
Talent still out there, and my bench is filling up. So I'll be going shortly to defensive and a kicker. So soon. which is fine.
Really?
Which is fine. Yeah. Well, yeah. I got three bench positions taken up. I got two left. My next pick is going to be an offensive guy. So we'll see what happens. And the potential out there for some of these guys is crazy, and they're still sitting out there. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. I mean, things happen.
See what happens. So what are your thoughts? Tell me what your thoughts are. Why don't you run down your team?
Carlos Hyde has got snatched. My
damn
team
it.
Thus far.
Damn it, damn
not,
it, damn it. Now I'm pissed
Carlos
off.
Carlos Hyde. Well, he was never on your team. Yeah, remember that?
See, somebody must be listening. Somebody's got to be listening. And I shouldn't be saying anything. That's why I don't say too much in this freaking draft. Damn it.
I've got Jay Cutler, Adrian Peterson, Giovanni Bernard, Antonio Brown, Steve Smith, Vernon Davis, the Seahawks defense, and Ben Roethlisberger, and Riley Cooper. There's still a lot of talent out there, and I don't even have to fill up a couple other spots. But, I'm going to be very excited about what I do have, mainly because some of these kicks, I'm like, really? How did we left out here? What is going on? But people do stupid things when their heart is not in the right place. I mean, when their heart's in the place of their mind. And some of these people are picking folks that they like. And just like you, Jerry, they're going to have bi-week issues. Either week
mm-hmm.
3, week 10, or week whatever, they're going to be basically looking at either a loss or very, 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 very close wins for that league. We don't do ties in our league. So unless it's a point, because we go decimals. We go decimals. And that, Chad Greenway, why? That sucks.
Who do I want to go here? Who do I want to go here?
I don't know.
I know what position. I'm just trying to make a decision here. I got same bye weeks. He doesn't get hurt.
Better watch out your bye weeks, buddy. Watch out for your bye weeks. That's all I can tell you.
I'll go with this guy. He may never play, but I'll go with him.
And that tells me it's a rookie.
No.
And you're looking for a backup. You got 12 seconds, Dan. I wanted Jeremy Hill, but somebody got him.
Excuse
me? I wanted Jeremy Hill before somebody got him, but you got Miles Davis. Tell the people why you got Miles Davis.
Miles Davis is sitting behind Jamaal Charles, and for whatever reason, if he gets Jamaal Charles being gets hurt, Miles Davis is going to be a beast. He's a bigger back than Jamaal Charles. But he's got just as much speed as Jamaal Charles.
There goes my pick.
What pick?
Darren McFadden.
You wanted Darren McFadden?
Yeah, he's getting signed with MJD, and I believe the same person that had MJD got him as the handcuff, and I was poised to pick him. Because
mm-hmm.
he's gonna come in and get some yards, maybe even a few touchdowns. And
mm-hmm.
he was my pick. I mean, it is what it is. I live with it.
He wasn't your pick. If he was your pick, you would have had him. So he wasn't your pick.
With that.
It's somebody
Stop
you
with
wanted.
That.
It's somebody you wanted.
Hear that.
is somebody you wanted.
I wanted. I had Curtis Dansby, went to Cleveland. Kunas has got MJD, and that tells you that Kunas is listed. Last year's champion. I do believe you and him have a bet on your
What's
head-to-head
that?
Matchup. Kunas says nope. Louisiana Kunas is Brent Maynard. Last year's champion, you guys made a, I believe, $100 bet on.
We did?
Yeah. You guys made a bet, man. You don't remember the bet.
No, I don't remember that one.
It was live in the show. You guys made a bet on your head-to-head matchup.
Really?
So, he says, I ain't forgot about you, Jerry. That tells you.
Okay.
That tells you.
So he must be listening.
Yes. He, Silent Revenge, and a few others are listening.
What the hell with all of them? Especially Louisiana Coonasses. I don't even like the name, much less. I'm going to beat his ass. He's going down. I'm talking about you. You're going down. Country bumpkin? He's a country bumpkin.
Really, Jerry? Is that how we're going? Jerry, he stole my pick again. He stole my pick again.
No one stole your pick. It wasn't your pick if you never picked him.
Hey, Jerry. I got two words for you. Begins with an S, ends with a K, and it's T. Suck it. I guess I gotta get TJ Ward in.
You alright, man? You alright?
Yeah, I'm pissed off because I wanted Derek Johnson.
Don't let your wants get the best of you.
Which is get them mares running, and I'm gonna take your money all year long, Jerry. Brent said he's gonna take your money, boy.
My nerves are never. I'm never worried about a country bumpkin. I never worry about that. Never worry about a country bumpkin called Louisiana Coonasses.
There you go. JT. I'm having a very similar issue, too, as far as you with the bye week, because the players that I like and players that I want are, they got bye week four. And I'm going to end up losing Giovanni, Carlos Dansby, T.J. Ward, and the Seahawks defense week four. And that's somewhat of a problem, but the good thing is a good old country ass. Y'all two going back and forth in the chat room, I see. But anyway, I'm going to have somewhat of an issue with my players because of this. I'm hoping that week four, I got a few on playing week four, but I'm hoping I don't get too beat up on that, mainly because it's a good week to take a loss. Let me put it that way. It's a good week to take a loss if I have to take a loss. You understand what I'm saying?
What week is that?
Week four. I mean, I'm losing some key players.
I got another value pick.
It.
Why is this guy still sitting on, oh, my God. Thank you.
Yeah, you did. Justin Hunter. Yeah, you know what? A lot of people are touting him. Damn it. Quill Jackson just got taken from me. Justin Hunter is going to surprise a lot of people. I agree with that.
You don't tell me. He's going to be a big red zone target. I know that. So
yeah, he is.
And he's got a different bye week. So I'm definitely on him.
That's key for you. That is definitely key for you.
That's key for me because I'm looking 10-4 throughout my roster. 10-4 throughout my roster.
Well, it happens, bro. It happens. And the fact that we have a shorter bench this year, you got to be very, very, very careful with a shorter bench. You only have 5 people on your bench. And
yeah, why
did
you do that?
Well, because we have more teams. 2 more teams. That means less players
There's a lot of talent out there. Are you kidding me?
There's a lot of talent. However, I didn't want to saturate the market. I mean, I didn't want to kill the market of free agency. This is going to make you make a decision to drop a player or, you know, take a zero or whatever. And I do add two waiver positions. I mean, two IR positions, which is good for folks that might have an injury. None of my players get injured, really. I mean, but you never, ever know. You know what I mean? So you got to be cognizant of what's out there, just in case. I don't know, dude. I just think it's a good opportunity for folks to just go there and say, you know what? Maybe I'll do well and not have that issue as far as a loss of a player or anything like that. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say. But there's some talent out there, needless to say. I've got two players lined up, one of which I think is going to be a very talented player. Hopefully, he sees the field and does some good things for us. Now, I'm talking about my team, Hot Team Knicks. Hot Daggett, had him lined up, was going to snatch him. But, you know, he is gone. I'm not going to talk too much about him because he's gone now. Okay.
So what's wrong, man? You down in the dumps now?
Because we got my players around, dude. We got my three on the line there. But we're gonna go over time a little bit so we can finish up this draft. I think that you look at a line of players here and say, who has the best team? I'm going to admit right now on the air, I like my team. I do not love my team. There's some possibilities on my team, but I don't see a lot of outright ball-in talent. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, other than my I didn't even know that cat was gone. Oh well. That kinda bites the bullet.
I'm ready to get this draft over. I got too many things to do. I'm serious,
okay,
I got
brother.
Too many things to do. And this is killing me. Sitting here. That's all right.
It's okay. You'll be all right. Trust me. You'll be just fine.
You okay?
I think that's where I am. And because I am, I think I'm going to toss up between players. Got two running backs on bench with a trade for a wide receiver. Silent revenge. Come talk to a player. Of course.
Come on, guys. Pick. Jesus.
Hey, dude. This is the 12th round. You would expect it to slow down just a bit. I mean, I did anyway. Only because I'm not. I think everybody's saying, okay, well, their players are flying off their rosters, and I think that there's an opportunity here for everybody to just say, you know what, I'm going to take my chances with this kid, with that kid, but I don't know which kid I want to get, you know? And I think that's where we're at.
Yeah, whatever. Let's get this thing over with.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm ready to get the season
Man,
so I can
Garrett
kick
Glover
Louis.
Just told, the Gary Blunt was just stolen from me. Just stolen from me.
I think you're going to be happy he's stolen from you. Trust me.
Okay, there goes Anquan Boldin. Now, if he picks his next carrier to want it, I'm going to be extremely upset. Now, this next year, okay, we're in one again. There's some speculation where what his role is going to be. And I'm sure this guy is going to do well, but I won't say too much because I know that old boy is listening, and old boy being Mark McBride. But you can send some trade offers at your running back position, Mark. I'm going to have some decent wide receivers, giving away what I'm doing. But this current right here that I'm about to pick, Jerry, and I'm only prolonging it because I know it's going to hurt you. Speculation is, he's going to be the eventual starter this year because the current starter is going to get banged up, or he's going to be the third down back. Either way, he's going to play. The problem is there's a nice rookie, and I know you know who I'm talking about, that is sitting behind him. Oh, Kelvin Benjamin? That mother father stole Kelvin from. I didn't just realize that.
But you took Jaquez Rogers? I would never have taken him.
The reason why I got him is because
don't like him at
there's
all.
There's a lot of stuff going out there, especially seeing on Hard Knocks about Devontae. He hasn't been performing too well. Last Thursday, he did well against the threes and fours. But that's the threes and fours. That's not the ones. You know, and the thing is, Mr. Rogers has played in the league for quite some time. He did well in the form last year. And the fact that Steven Jackson, as we all know, is like a scratch away from being on the injured reserve list again, I'll take my chances. In a PPR, Jaquez is a pretty good pickup. I don't know. We'll see what happens. My next two picks, we've got three picks left. Yeah, three picks left. Jerry said he's going for a kicker. He already told everybody what he's going for.
What's that?
You said you're going for a kicker next. That's what you said anyway.
Who said that? I never said that.
You did.
I never. Going for a kicker?
Yes, you were. You said you're going for a kicker.
That's not happening.
Okay.
Kickers are dime a dozen. There's a few of them that are decent, but I have one that a lot of people probably don't even think about getting. For one reason or another. So we'll see what happens with that.
I'm about to take a look. We're not going to break down everybody's team because we don't have that much time, and I know you want to get out of here. But I'm going to take a look at one team, Silent Revenge. I kind of like his team, actually, because he has a lot of players that I had planned to get, but whatever. He has Matt Ryan, Shady McCoy, Zach Stacy, Jordy Nelson, Anquan Boldin, Jordan Cameron, Vontaze Buford, Derek Johnson, Eric Weddle, the Cardinals defense, D'Angelo Williams, Noshon Moreno, and Kelvin Benjamin. And I think those are pretty good picks. And you just picked Wesley Woodyard. That's a very good pick. Dwayne Bowe just flew off my dad's on board. You people are worthless. Useless and worthless.
I love listening to you because there's so many players out there. Why are you worrying about one player? I don't understand.
The reason why is because he's a number one receiver, and I know he's on suspension, and he was going to be my backup plan for Antonio and Giovanni. He's only going to be suspended the first game of the season. So Antonio and Steve Smith. And by that time, week 11, week 12, he was going to be definitely getting back into his groove. Now, the problem I see is with Alex Smith getting the ball. That's the only problem I see there. I'm not sure if he can. You dig what I'm saying? I'm not sure if he can.
Mm-hmm.
But he might be able to get him. I don't know. Yeah, that's that. But I have a backup plan. Always do. Always do. I noticed that there are a lot of, I want to say fringe players out there that are boom or bust this year. And the only reason why they're not taken is because people are afraid of them. What? Look, so Andre Hawkins is already gone. I guess you talked about him and somebody stole him.
It's all right.
There you go.
It's
talking
okay.
People up.
It is what it is.
You shouldn't be talking people up. That's bad juju.
What can I tell you? I'm loving a defense here that I think is going to show out, especially at home. First week.
Oh, so you about to pick a defense now? Is that what you're telling everybody?
Mm-hmm.
You about to pick
Excuse
a defense
me?
Now? Is that what you're telling everybody you're picking a defense?
I'm picking a defense now, absolutely. I probably could wait,
okay.
But I'm going to pick them now.
A guy that I wanted to get, but, you know, he hurt himself, is Danny Trevathan. He's gone with a torn ACL and MCL. I mean, that's a big, big issue right there because that kid was, you know, he's a baller. Now, they
Who's that?
Not a lot, Danny Trevathan.
Who?
Trevathan.
Oh, yes. And do you know who the Lions are going up against? Now, this is a sleeper defense for the first week. I'm giving people this right now. New coach, playing at home, in a dome, against a team that their offense has been struggling all preseason. New York Giants coming to Detroit.
New York Giants, what?
New York Giants are coming to Detroit. First week of Monday Night Football.
Oh, yeah, Detroit's defense is going to kill them. I think so, anyway. I think so.
You heard it here first. New York Giants are going to go down.
Oh, yeah, dude. They're going to be one of the worst teams in the daggone NFL. I mean, that's...
Well, you know how it felt
about
them in the first 6 weeks or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
First six or seven weeks, I don't think they're going to win a game. So...
Well, I know that. That's what I'm saying. I think that's a safe bet. I don't see anything wrong with that. This guy right here, he is the steal of the draft, I think, this year. He's going to be the number one guy and is the number one guy, but I'm worried about his quarterback. But his quarterback pulled him to the side and said, you know what, I want you to run these routes this certain way for me so I can get you the ball. And he's a triple threat. Talking about Tavon Austin. I think that's
we'll see what happens.
Valuable pick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think that's a very valuable pick at where he is, mainly because the kid is awesome. He's off the hook. I think he's a guy that you can say, safely say, is going to be a A guy that you can just say, I'm going to count on him for some type of points. He's going to touch the ball, and he's going to get some type of points for me this year.
Who's that?
Your thoughts. And Tavon Austin.
Boomer bust type of guy, man. Boomer bust. You're going to get huge play from him the next week. He may not hear from him, or he'll get minimum points.
This guy I'm getting right here, he might even crack my starting lineup. The reason why is because he's been showing out. I think he's the heir apparent to a now-retired, hopefully soon-to-be Hall of Famer, London Fletcher. I'm talking about Keenan Robinson. Keenan Robinson has been all over the field. for the Redskins. So, like I said, if something happens with one of my linebackers, either Carlos Dansby or Steven Teller, Kenny Robinson, and not to mention, since I have a bye week four with Carlos Dansby, he's going to step right in there and cover my bases. I think he's too good to leave out on the waiver wire for that purpose. And since we got a few picks before you get to your pick, and I only have one pick left, let me go over my team, Jerry, and then go down your team. Currently, my roster looks like this: Jay Cutler, Adrian Peterson, Giovanni Bernard, Antonio Brown, Steve Smith, Vernon Davis, Carlos Dansby, Steven Tulloch, T.J. Ward, the Seahawks defense, Ben Roethlisberger, Riley Cooper, Jaquez Rogers, Tavon Austin, and Keenan Robinson. And somebody just took a player from you. Who was that? Or was that a tone in your just in your background?
That was in my on my phone. My phone's been blowing up ever since I've been on here. So.
Well, they're like, "Where are you at, Jerry? Where are you at?" That's probably what they're saying. And right now, just like Jerry, I have a bye week issue. My week is week four. I lose Giovanni Bernard, Carlos Dansby, T.J. Ward, the Seahawks defense, and Tavon Austin in week four. But I have some comparable fill-ins for them. Right now, I'm not too happy about it, but Jaquez Rogers, because I think he's going to either see significant time on the field for the Falcons, whether as a starter or as a third down back in Atlanta, is going to be my fill-in for Giovanni or Adrian Peterson, unless I trade for another running back. Then at linebacker, I have Keenan Robinson filling for Carlos Dansby. Now, my choice is, do I want to go ahead and take a zero for my DBs if T.J. Ward isn't in there, and or do I want to take a zero for my line? I mean, for my defensive team. That's my dilemma, and I'm not afraid to do that. I just think it's going to be a tough situation if I, drop one of my other players. It all depends on what's going to happen with me. Real quick. Tell me who you're going to pick, and then go over your team.
All right. I picked one of the better safeties in the league from the Super Bowl champion, Earl Thomas, as my DB. So we're going with the quarterback from the world champions, Russell Wilson, Arian Foster, Monte Ball, Keenan Allen, Michael Floyd, Rob Gronkowski, C.J. Mosley, who I'm really liking this year in Baltimore, Wesley Woodyard in Tennessee. He's moving from Denver. I like him also. Earl Thomas, like I said, Lions especially. I'm going to be streaming defenses all year. So this is my best matchup against the Giants for week one. I don't have a kicker yet. Pierre Thomas in my bench. Terrence Williams on my bench. Tony Romo's on my bench. Niall Davis on my bench, and so is Justin Hunter. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. I just had to answer the door real quick. I like your team. I'm going to beat your team, of course, but it's a pretty decent team. And with your last pick, of course, you're going to get a kicker, as does most people in these drafts. So, you got anybody in mind?
Absolutely.
Absolute power corrupts absolutely.
And I'm going to pick him because right now I'm not even going to say anything. I'm not saying anything. I know it's a kicker, but I'm still not going to say anything because once you see if it comes to me and I pick him, you'll understand why. So,
Jerry,
it is what it is.
It's a kicker.
Yeah, you're right. But kickers are people too, and they can give you points.
Well, the one I want to get
many a matchup I've won with a kicker.
Somebody just stole my kicker. Somebody just got Blair Walsh.
Which is a blow because now I might have to get, oh no, they stole Terrence.
Terrence West. Dang it. Why'd I open my mouth? I was away and I had Terrence West queued up, but they stole him. Mainly because I can't fit him on my bench. But I see most people have gone and got linebackers and safeties with the last, which isn't a bad move because you can still get a quality backer here. I like that pick of Marcus Wheaton. I'm not sure who picked him, but I like that pick. Now, if my kicker does go away, I know of a kicker I want to get. There's your boy Carson Palmer gone, that I think his team is going to score.
That's probably one of the better picks, I'm telling you. That's probably – who picked that?
Carson Palmer, whoever was just before –
My team name is a racial slur. That is an extremely good pick that late. Now, this guy, he's an afterthought. He's on a high-powered offense. He's going to be kicking the ball a lot.
Brandon McManus, that's the backup for Denver, right?
Yep. Yeah. He's not the backup now. He's the kicker for the first 4 weeks.
Yeah, for the first 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I wanted to get him as well, but that's what I was saying. Week four, I can't afford to do that. The bench is too small. I wanted to get him too. That's my first choice was, but I had to rethink that when I saw, okay, well, I got a lot of guys on bye week four. What is it that I want to do? Do I want to drop somebody? Do I want to, you know, do this, do that? It is what it is. But I have an idea of what I'm going to do because I have to do it. It's just when week four comes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, my entire team, I got to make a decision. Do I drop one of my starters or do I drop somebody on my bench? The next, if my kicker does go, the guy that I have queued up, they're going to be having a lot of time to kick. And there goes my kicker. You piece of garbage people.
He's not your kicker.
Well,
you never had him.
Hey,
never had him. So
yes,
he's not
I
your
did.
Kicker.
Yes, I did.
You never had him.
Well, on Daryl Smith, you know what? Duke auto-picked a very good team. And Daryl Smith was a very good player to get. This next kicker that I'm going to get is he's rather old. But he still has a strong leg. Now, my choice is between him and a kicker that he's not going to get a lot of extra point opportunities, but he might even get a lot of field goal opportunities. I'm going to get Matt Bryant from ATL as my starting kicker to close out. Everybody pretty much left the draft. The last player pick was Matt Castle, which isn't a bad pick since he's now going to start in Minnesota. I think that's, but I think at some point Teddy Bridgewater is going to steal that position. I really do. But ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go over our teams for the very last time, and then we'll go off the air so Bear can go do what he needs to do. We've gone overtime. We've been in for a little bit now. Real quick, my team as of right now, because I say right now because I might make some changes, will be Jay Cutler, Adrian Peterson, Giovanni Bernard, Antonio Brown, Steve Smith, Vernon Davis, Carlos Danzy, Stephen Tulloch, T.J. Ward, Seahawks, Matt Bryant, Ben Roethlisberger, Riley Cooper, Jacquez Rogers, Tavon Austin, and Keenan Robinson. Before Jerry goes, I'm going to publish the grades. I think I have a B-minus team. I honestly think that. Whatever ESPN gives me, I'm going to publish it. I have no problem with it. But I think I have a B-minus team. That's just my thoughts. Jerry, go over your team, and what grade, honestly, do you think you pass?
Russell Wilson, Arian Foster, Monte Ball, Keenan Allen, Michael Floyd, Rob Gronkowski, C.J. Mosley, Wesley Woodyard, Earl Thomas, Lions defense, Brandon McManus, Pierre Thomas, Terrence Williams, Tony Romo, Niles Davis, Justin Hunter. I give it a C.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is our live draft number 2, because we did one before. Live draft number 2 here on Fantasy Sports and Politics. Tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. or 10:30, well, let me do this, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time is going to be the master plan with JT and Lance, NFL Exporter. I'm also going to be on there, but at 10:30 Eastern Standard Time, we're going to do live draft number 3. Live draft number 3 on the air. Got Yahoo League, so it should be a little interesting. We have a keeper league over there. I kept Drew Brees and Giovanni Bernard. Who did you keep over there, Jerry?
I kept Adrian Peterson and I think I'm trying to think who the other guy was. Adrian Peterson and Le'Veon Bell, I think.
All right, so it'll be interesting to see what's out there, because I know what's out there. I already saw it. But we'll see what happens live and direct tomorrow on the master plan.
Before we go,
get out of here. Go
before
ahead,
we go, I got to ask a question. On the master plan, it starts at 10 a.m.
Lance has been schooled up. He's been schooled up. We're going to talk again today.
Okay.
So he can walk me through it.
So he's going to be running the board.
Well, I'll run the board.
Okay.
I'm going to see how he does today, just to see how comfortable he is. If he knows what he's doing, I'll let him run the board, and I will just monitor.
Okay.
So,
okay. So I just call in on the calling line. Is that what you're telling me?
You can if you want. I mean, you're going to be busy, dude. I don't want you to go out there and, you know, and not focus.
I'm on a draft, man.
I know you're going to be drafting, and you're getting ready for the other draft, right?
Yes.
So I want you to focus.
Well,
I don't want you to.
Well, I'm running around today, so I have to do minimal stuff early tomorrow morning, so I'm able to focus in on my draft at 10:30, and be able to transition very easily into the next draft that I'm running. So. If you are able to multitask, which I am able to do, put your priorities in straight, which I'm able to do, I should have a problem.
That's up to you if you want to do it, bro. I have no problem with that.
I'm not going
to
run the show. I'm going to call in. Let me put it that way.
Okay.
And be drafted and talking about it. But a draft should last probably an hour.
Yeah,
give or take.
Just like this one did. This one.
Okay, so
my
next draft is not until 1 o'clock. So even if I end it around 12 o'clock, I'll be that's more than enough time.
Okay.
Everything will be in place. It's just a matter of just transitioning from a drafter to a commissioner.
Okay. However you want to do it, bro. I'm here. Well, we're going to get ready to get out of here, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank you guys for listening to Fantasy Sports and Politics Saturday edition, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on blogtalkradio.com/VICHBK. You can always catch us streaming 24/7, 365 over at spotonradio.webs.com. Matter of fact, I want to give a big shout out to whoever is listening to us in Brazil. Somebody's streaming us in Brazil. Four people are streaming us in Brazil, and we've had some of the highest numbers of listens and minutes since I started that site. And I'm very thankful for them. And everybody in the United States is listening, and all over. We've had listens from over 40 different countries.
Wow.
countries.
Really?
Yes. Yes, 40 different countries, and we're not talking about small minutes either. Just 48 hours ago, we streamed for the past week, we've streamed 19.7 hours of live, people listening to it. 19.7 hours of people going to the site and listening to the programs in 1 week. That's pretty good.
Yep.
That's very good, actually, for a streaming internet radio site that isn't sponsored by Sirius or whatever. That's pretty good. But anyway, I want to thank you guys for that. And all of this is brought to you by Fantasy Sportsbook and Casino.com. Jerry, hit them with the line.
Where winners play and players win.
So let's do that. Go there today and place your wagers. Starting next Saturday. Well, I got to work next Saturday. Sorry, JT. But I got to work.
Work when?
Saturday. Next Saturday.
Okay. No problem.
We're going to give you our fantasy lineup. So if you want to go to FanDuel or DraftKings, wherever you want to go, we need the lineup. I'm going to give Jerry my lineup, and hopefully he said it over the air. And I'll give you some predictions for the week as well. It's fantasy football, folks. It's football season. Let's get it done. I love what I do, and I do what I love. Anything you want to say, JT, before we get out of here?
Let's get out of here.
All right, folks, you've been listening to
Fantasy Sports and Politics.
Get ready to rumble!
You want to talk smack, you in the right place. So take a step back before I get all up in your face. I know you got your little views, you know I got mine. But there's like 50 other dudes holding on the phone line. Your voice will be heard, sir.
Next caller, please.
And if I don't concur, we can agree to disagree.
We're talking fantasy, sports, and politics.